And so now I come to this next phase of my talk. What can we see today? I think it's obvious from the bit I've told here that mythology had a function, that it takes care of this creature, man, too early born, carrying him from infancy to maturity, and then from maturity to his second infancy, and out the door, the dark door. You know how most of the mythologies have told us. Daddy and mother will be out there, the old ancestors, daddy god, mama goddess. You'll enjoy it. All your old friends. Go on. Don't be afraid to die. This psychological sort of nursery school. There's an image that occurred to me long, long ago. The other animal that's born too early is the marsupial, the baby kangaroo or wallaby or opossum. These were not placentals. They couldn't stay in the mother womb long enough to grow up. So, born at the age of about 18 days, they crawl up the mother's belly into a little pouch there, attach themselves to a nipple, and so remain there until they've grown up, able to get out and walk in a second womb, a womb with a view. I think... I think of mythology as the equivalent organ for man. The necessity of mythology is the necessity of a marsupial pouch to carry marsupials who have now become placentals beyond the stage of the, you know, incompetent infant into a stage where it can step out of the pouch and say, me voila, I'm it. Now, in order to do this, mythology does not have to be reasonable. It doesn't have to be rational. It doesn't have to be true. It has to be comfortable, like a pouch. You have to grow in here, your emotions to grow and all that kind of thing. And with the dismemberment of the pouch, which is something that has happened in our world, the rational attitude has said, oh, these old myths, they're nonsense. You don't have the pouch. So what do you have? I don't like to say it in the company of this age group, but a lot of misbirths that didn't graduate from the second womb. There was no second womb there. They were thrown out naked and squibbling around too early. They had to work it out for themselves. How would it be if a little fetus were thrown out in the world? It's tough enough just to be an incubator baby. But without this marsupial pouch, without this mythological pedagogy, the psyche comes out all twisted. Where can we look, particularly since the world has changed?